Sirach, chapter 11. The wisdom of the needy will lift up his head, and will seat him among nobles. Do not praise man for his form, and do not be disgusted by man for his appearance. The bee is worthless among the birds, but her fruit is head of the produce. Do not mock at one who wears only a loincloth, and do not scorn at a bitter day. For the works of Yahweh are wonderful things, and his work has been hid from man. Many who were contrite have sat on a throne, and those not on anyone's mind have worn a turban. Many who were lifted up have been dishonored greatly, and the honored were given into the hand of the lesser. Do not overthrow before you conduct a search. Inquire at first, and afterward rebuke. Do not return an answer before you hear, and do not speak out in the middle of someone talking. When there is no sorrow, do not fret, and when there is strife of the proud, do not rise up. My son, why do you increase your oppression? For he who hurries to increase will not go unpunished. My son, surely if you run, you will not arrive. And surely if you seek, you will not find. There is one who labors, is weary, and runs. And by doing so, he falls behind. There is one who is beaten down, and who perishes in his walk, lacking everything and has abundant hardship. But the eye of Yahweh watches him for good, and he shakes him free from the stinking dust. He lifts up his head and exalts him, and many are amazed at him. Good and evil, life and death, poverty and riches, are from Yahweh. The gift of the righteous will stand forever, and his favor will prosper forever. There is one who makes himself rich by afflicting himself, and there is one who hides his wages. And in time, he says, I have found rest, and now I will eat from my good things. He does not know when he will pass on, and he leaves it all to another and dies. My son, stand in your task and be satisfied in it, and grow old in your work. Do not be astonished at the works of the sinner, but believe in Yahweh and abide in your toil. For it is a light thing in the sight of Yahweh to quickly and suddenly make the poor rich. The blessing of God is the lot of the righteous, and in time, his hope will blossom. Do not say, what do I need? And now what good thing is for me? Do not say, I have enough with me. And now what evil thing will concern me? The goodness of a day makes the evil be forgotten, and the evil of a day makes the goodness be forgotten. A time of evil makes delight be forgotten, and the end of man tells concerning him. Before death, do not call a noble man blessed, for at his end, a man will be recognized. Do not bring every man into your house, for how many are the wounds of a scammer? Like a bird that is caught in a cage, so is the heart of the proud. And like a spy, he will see your nakedness. The whisperer will turn good to evil, and he will set a conspiracy for your pleasant things. From a spark, a charcoal increases, and from a worthless man, he lies in wait for blood. Be afraid of evil, for it brings forth evil. Why should you take a blemish forever? Do not stick to the wicked, or he will overthrow you, and he will turn you out of your house.